just saying, be honest. You doing something I can't do, and I'm doing something you can't do. I respect you, respect me. You know there's no nigga out here like this. I don't have no insecurity about that, and no delusions. I'm the future of Black America.
Digital Underground, having employed the burgeoning Tupac as a dancer, now had another rapper on board who was clearly focused upon making the leap to fully-fledged recording artist. He began by adding his rap skills to the track Same Song, which appeared on the plainly entitled This Is an EP release, as well as featuring on the long player Sons of the P. His talent finally committed to disc and with a guaranteed audience would see him made an irresistible offer. Just months after his recording debut with Digital Underground, the Interscope record label dropped into his lap a recording contract all of his own. He grabbed the chance with both hands and situated himself at once in the nearest recording studios to begin work on his debut release. When the final product emerged in November 1991, it caught the US music press unawares, being, as it was, a much looser-sounding work than the product of Digital Underground, as well as containing that vital ingredient, a huge portion of attitude. The 13-track album released under the title Tupacalypse Now contained many a rapper's delight. It provided his breakthrough hit Brenda's Got a Baby, an aching track in which the story of a teenage pregnancy is movingly told, and which betrayed a great deal of sensitivity in a music genre more popularly noted for its bombast. As well as spawning a further hit single in Trapped, the album sold comfortably enough to bring a smile to the lips of his new paymasters. Smiles were not the order of the day elsewhere, however, as Tupac and specifically his debut record was soon called into question in the courtrooms of America, and, incredibly, in Congress. The album embraced the myriad strands of the gangster rap machismo, and with its references to such unsavory subjects as cop killing, had already found itself exposed to intense debate in the gossip columns and letters pages of the US media. However, it was Vice President Dan Quayle, already at loggerheads with the entertainment industry in his continuing battle to promote traditional family values, who would describe the record as having no place in our society. From that point onwards, Interscope knew that they held in their hands something very special. Tupac's debut album mutated into a fearless fly in the face of authority. And that alone was newsworthy in the eyes of young music buyers, and thanks to such unexpected publicity, the album continued to do brisk business. As if such high-reaching controversy was not enough, there was more to come as the record found itself at the heart of a murder trial. An American lawyer defending a 19-year-old man accused of killing a Texas trooper claimed that Tupacalypse Now, an album the defendant owned, incited him to kill. Tupac, though, failed to crumble under the weight of such intense scrutiny, perhaps partly because there was continuing legal activity in his own private life. Back in California, he was arrested for jaywalking and subsequently filed a $10 million lawsuit against Oakland police for alleged police brutality. Although the case was taken a little further, the incident served to underline that Tupac was not only gaining notoriety as a result of his newly established commercial viability, but he was also developing an unwelcome reputation for aggressive nonconformity. Crucially at this point, America's rap scene was being divided into opposing factions, East Coast versus West Coast, and such attitude was a prerequisite for membership of either gang. Tupac, incidentally, falling on the west side of the fence. His career, however, remained defiantly unaffected by the activities that swirled incessantly around him. Indeed, his star quality would combine with his teenage training to supply him with a further career option. He was about to be offered the chance to make the crossover from recording artist to movie star. The music industry might continue to provide his regular main meal, but the silver screen was to prove a very tasty dessert. His debut album was consolidating in the face of voluble congressional concern. His celebrity status had increased tenfold, and he was about to see his name on cinema screens throughout the land. Without any shadow of a doubt, Tupac Shakur had arrived.